This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald & Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Tim Westwig. We're talking about the Conway Area Humane Society. They have their Walk for the Animals coming up in September on Saturday the 21st. 9 a.m. registration, 10 o'clock will be the start of the walk, and the event itself will be going to 3 o'clock. For more information at any time, you can go to conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. Thank you so much for joining me, Tim.
Well, thank you, Tony. I'm glad to be here.
Are you going to be able to register online if you're interested in doing that right now?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, which is conwayshelter.org, and you'll see the events tab, and you can click there and go ahead and register. You can register to be a participant in the walk, and you can also create a fundraising page so that you can convince all your family and friends to donate to your walk.
And that way they don't have to walk.
Exactly. They'll be at home on the couch while you're doing the walk, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the lazy person's option. And this is actually a longstanding event, Walk for the Animals, a new title, but the event itself has been around for a long time.
A very long time. I don't know the exact date, but I want to say 20 plus years.
Wow.
I think it was originally run by the Chamber, maybe, and it's had a few names. You know, when I been going around posting the listing and talking to people, they're like, "Is that Bark in the Park or is that Wolf in the Woods?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Yes, it is. It's just under the name Walk for the Animals."
Yeah.
So not to be confused.
A little less alliteration, but the same event with the same fun nonetheless.
Exactly. Yes. I think there may have been some pushback from cat lovers that were like, hey, this is a little bit too dog-centric. But yeah, so we're raising money
for rivalry.
Exactly. It can get a little heated. But we are raising money for all of the animals in our shelter. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's the Conway Area Humane Society's Walk for the Animals, Saturday, September 21st. 9 o'clock is the registration. 10 o'clock is the walk itself. The event will go to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can actually register right now by going online to conwayshelter.org. That's conwayshelter.org. Build yourself a little walk page and have other people sponsor it if you want. And then at the walk itself, there's also going to be all sorts of other things going on. For example, vendors will be there.
There will. Yeah, we're going to have all kinds of local vendors selling their wares. A lot of them animal focused, but not all. We also will have some fun food trucks and some game setups for the kids and all kinds of cool contests like who looks most like their pet. And somebody suggested yesterday we should have who acts like their pet. So we're mulling that one over. That could be entertaining for sure. Tony, I also wanted to mention one other way that you can register. You can also text CAS, which is CAHS, to number 51555, and it'll bring you right to the registration page as well.
So that's 51555?
That's right.
And just CAS, CAHS, text that to 51555. Or you can go to conwayshelter.org. Either way, you can register before the event, which is Saturday, September 21st. 9 o'clock is the registration the day of. 10 o'clock will be the walk, and the event itself will go to 3 o'clock. Our sister station, Magic 104, is actually going to be broadcasting at the event.
That's right. And I want to mention that that is being sponsored by Settlers Green, which is fantastic. And I also want to give a shout out to Pet Rendezvous, who is our presenting sponsor this year. So we're very excited to have that happening, and it'll be some fun interviews as I think Gino will be there giving us some entertainment for the day, so that would be great.
Yeah. And I should note, it is happening at Whitaker Woods.
That's correct.
And that's so you're going to want to swing by Whitaker Woods, not the old location. Whitaker Woods would be the place. This is happening September 21st, 9 o'clock. It's the registration, 10 o'clock, the start of the walk. Vendors are going to be there. They're going to have games, food. Magic 104, sister station, will be broadcasting. To register right now, you can go to conwayshelter.org or text CAHS, that's CAHS, to 51555. And you've actually been working a lot with Magic 104 these days. There's a featured animal on the website every week.
That's right. That is a promotion sponsored by Sea Dog Brewery. So it's great. Sea Dog to the rescue every week, and it's highlighted on Tuesday on the air. And they also are highlighting us in the restaurant as well. So they're doing a fantastic job for us. And we've had several of those animals adopted. So.
Oh, really cool.
And that reminds me that if you're interested in the walk and you're saying, but Tim, I don't have a dog to take on the walk with me. Well, you've got time between now and then. We have plenty of great animals for adoption. So it would be great if you came over and adopted a dog and brought them to the walk.
Yeah. And the great thing about animals is there's all sorts of different personality animals. So when you go by the shelter, you'll be able to see all the different animals, the different personalities, find one that fits your family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's Walk for the Animals, Saturday, September 21st at Whitaker Woods. 9 o'clock's the registration, 10 o'clock's the walk, and the event itself will go till 3 o'clock with vendors, games, food. Magic 104, our sister station, will be broadcasting on location. You can go to conwayshelter.org for more information. You can also text CAHS to 51555, and that will get you registered as well. I want to talk a little bit about the Area Humane Society and what you've been up to. I know earlier this year you actually got a proclamation from the governor of the state. That was a big accomplishment to get senior animals adopted.
Well, absolutely. And to give a shout out, that was really done by one of our volunteers, Sam Hansen, a Kennett high school student that was able to accomplish that, and that was fantastic. So we had a great celebration that week and really highlighted adopting older animals.
And that's always a constant need at the shelter. What else has the Conway Area Humane Society been up to?
Well, we've been extremely busy adopting out a lot of animals. We continue to do several transports. We're bringing dogs from southern states that are overpopulated, that can't handle it. So we've had transports from Texas and Puerto Rico, one from Georgia. And we also had, not to leave the cats out, we also had a transport of cats from Philadelphia, actually. We call them the Philly Cats. And so that's been very successful. So the staff, I'll also just mention just how amazed and grateful I am for the staff and volunteers that come in to take care of these animals every day. It's a hard work, and they do a fantastic job, and they do it with great attitudes. They really love to be there with the animals.
So when you get all these animals in from exotic locations, do you find their barks or meows have a southern drawl to them or an accent to them? Or
we did adopt one from Dorian from Texas that he kind of walked like he was ready to ride a horse too. Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha. It's the Conway Area Humane Society. Walk for the Animals is going to be at Whitaker Woods this year, Saturday, September 21st. 9 o'clock's the registration if you want to do it the day of. 10 o'clock's the walk. The event itself goes till 3 with vendors, games, food. Magic 104 sister station will be there. You can find more information at conwayshelter.org. You can also register online right now or by texting CAHS to 51555. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.